Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 6th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Here's news you won't believe. Microsoft and Flash, yeah, they're officially going to say, no more. That's right, Microsoft is ready to completely get rid of Flash from Windows 10. In fact, they're going to remove the bundled version of Adobe's plugin from Windows through an update that's actually going to be rolling out to users come July. The Flash patch will actually also be included in a roll-up and security updates also for Windows 8.1, plus Windows Server 2012. Now, those of you on version of Windows 10 21H1, you'll automatically lose Flash. So if you're needing Flash still, you'll have to go to Adobe's site and install it manually. Could Twitter be having a subscription service soon? It's starting to look that way. We all know that Twitter pretty much is alive because of ads. But with them purchasing Scroll now, it's kind of counterproductive. Or is it? For those of you not aware, Scroll is actually a startup that partners with publishers to allow readers to view their content ad-free. Yes, ad-free. Something that Twitter's all about. Now, of course, Twitter hasn't completely detailed exactly how such a service will work if they do go the subscriptions way, but they have been hinting for quite a while now. They want to make Twitter more than just about advertising. Now, Scroll actually already has partnerships with Vox and Rolling Stone, BuzzFeed. Not to mention, there could also be some integration with Nuzzle. That's actually a news app which serves up feeds of articles based on what people follow on Twitter. The bigger question other than this is, would you pay to have a subscription service to Twitter? Yeah, this is actually an unannounced cloud gaming service. It kind of made its way out because of all the stuff that's going down between Apple and Epic Games right now, you know, in their little trial. It was actually shown in an exhibit in that current trial, and it revealed Walmart's efforts to pitch its cloud gaming service to Epic Games. And by doing so, they pretty much let the world know that, yes, Walmart's doing a cloud gaming service. Now, we don't really know when Walmart's actually planning to present and maybe even launch this service. All we know is a beta period was actually originally set to launch in July of 2019. But they've not officially announced any cloud gaming service up till now, and we're not even aware of any beta testing even going on. And finally, I don't know about you. Personally, I've always wanted the real deal, the real lightsaber. Yeah, there's been some plastic crap in the 80s and stuff. It didn't even come close. Kids today, however, though, boy, they've got it lucky. That's because Disney's finally showed off what actually is a real, retractable lightsaber. Now, we've been hearing a rumor about a new toy lightsaber for a while now. But they do kind of go hand in hand with the upcoming Disney Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Immersive Hotel. And with that coming up, of course, people are going to be seeing the new lightsabers in action. And kids young and old are going to be saying, I want one of those. Perfect marketing that Disney only can do. Now, Disney's saying the new sabers are still in the works. Yeah, they're still in research and development. But they're saying they're going to be ready for guests to buy when the Star Cruiser Hotel experience launches in 2022. As for what they'll cost, we've got no idea. But the regular lightsabers that are already out there? Yeah, that's about $200. And this thing looks a lot cooler than those. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hey, you've probably seen us tweeting about this, letting you know that the news show, well, we need your donations. We know times are hard out there right now, but unfortunately, our funds for operating are very, very low. So if you enjoy the news show, we could really use your help right now. The easiest thing to do is head to our subscription page at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Or if you just want to make a one-time donation, it would be much appreciated as well. paypal.me/BritishTech. Any amount would help to keep the new show on the air. And thank you so very much, everybody, for your support. Don't forget to follow British Tech Network, too, on the socials at Facebook at British Tech Network, or, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. But come get social with us in our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it today. And it's easy to do, too. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.